Welcome back to the Taurus Nurse-Based Podcast. In today's episode, Tara and I, along with all our friends, give you a rundown of the matric dance, our pros, cons, and our experience at pre-drinks, after party, and how we felt during the entire day. Don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, and on the podcast at Taurus Nurse-Based. Okay, so it's before our matric dance. We are going to take you throughout our day, all the things, all our appointments that we have to go to, and give our thoughts and feelings before the MD.
Okay, so it is the morning of our matric dance. I just woke up. I have to go to school today, which is like terrible. I don't know why I'm at school for like 2 hours. I'm really nervous. I don't know, matric fever hasn't really kicked in for me, like, at all during this entire process, and I don't know if it's gonna happen. Like, I feel, and I mentioned this in our podcast episode previously, I just have a lot of anxiety around the dance and everything that's going to happen, but we'll see how I feel later on. Maybe I'll get more excited, but yeah.
Okay, so we are officially at school. As you can hear.
Yeah. What time is it?
Quarter past seven. Yeah. We are the only two at school.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are we feeling?
I've been here for like 20 minutes already.
And I've been here for like 10 minutes.
This is
pretty stressful. Oh, you want to be on the podcast?
This is the...
Ooh, nice nails. I just want to say, it's so cool seeing people's nails and people's lashes and stuff. Like, it's such a big deal.
Oh, you know,
I'm doing my nails, yeah.
Okay,
so
to the podcast.
Hello, what are we doing?
You're just saying how you're feeling.
I'm really excited. Also, I'm having this tan off, so my date into liking me.
Okay, continue.
Also,
what do you want to say?
No.
No. Okay.
That's all for now.
Okay, so I just got home from school and now I'm gonna go shower because then I need to put on my personal nails because, you know, yeah, Muslim things. And then I need to go get my hair done and, yeah, and then makeup's being done and we're so excited. School was very interesting. We did get a paper back. How did it go? We don't ask. We don't ask, we don't say. But, yeah, let's do this thing. I must say, it was definitely a lot of fun, like, seeing people at school and being like, oh my gosh, you know, your eyelashes look amazing. And, like, some people hid their nails in, like, gloves and stuff, and I think that's so cool. Yeah, I'm so excited for the, like, surprises and the reveals tonight. I think that's gonna be literally insane, and I'm so here for it. I was talking to someone at school, and then they were like, they think a lot of people are gonna be judging, and, like, they think everyone's gonna be judging, and I'm just here to, like, see people's outfits and the vibes, and yeah, I am so excited.
Okay, so I just got back from school. I don't know if I mentioned this in my update early on, but I got my nails done yesterday, so the only thing I need to do today is my hair appointment, which is a 12, and then my makeup appointment, which is a 2, and then I'm doing pre-drinks at Kian's house, so then I'm leaving for Kian's house at 4. We're having, like, a mini pre-drinks this side, and then, because Kian lives in Bloemfontein, which is, like, an hour away, so I'm leaving at 4 to get to Kian's house at 5, and then we're gonna go to the dance. I feel a little more excited. I think seeing everyone at school today kind of put me into, I think, matric dance mode. But it's so crazy to think that something that is so highly spoken about and anticipated from the time you start school is finally here. And I feel like this definitely marks the end of my high school journey. And it's really crazy, and I really want to take everything in, because we all know I'm a sucker for, like, sentimental moments. And this is a really sentimental moment.
Okay, so my hair is officially done. I'm waiting for my makeup artist. I had to get my hair done before it was the actual appointment, because it was, like, load shedding, because, you know, we're in South Africa. So that was really stressful. So I've had my hair done for, like, a solid while now. But at least, like, you guys are going to see the pictures after, so I can tell you what my hair looks like. At least it was just straightened, so, you know, it's going to stay like this. Like, I'm not stressed about anything. My mom does not like my hair, though, but we're going to go with it, because it's okay, and it's, you know, it's my day, so we're going to go with it. Feelings right now, I was a lot stressed earlier, as you guys heard, but I feel like a lot better now. I am still concerned about pre-drinks, but we've known this. We've been knowing this. So, yeah, but we will send an update later.
Complete side note, the weather is looking absolute shit. Why are there grey clouds in the sky? I'm going to need someone to tell me. They said there was no rain today, and I'm wearing like an off-the-shoulder dress. So I don't know how well that's going to go down, and I get cold extremely easily. Like, extremely easily. So I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm, yeah, the weather is not looking promising.
Okay, guys, so you got our thoughts, feelings, opinions before the dance. And now we're going to get some thoughts, feelings, and opinions from us and our friends during the dance.
Okay, so we are here with Ella and Ollie, our fave. How are you feeling about tonight?
My head is sore.
My head is sore.
It's fun, but the food was mid. So, okay. Yeah.
Any other comments?
My dress is very tight.
Okay.
Thank
you. So we're here for the vibes.
This is someone we go to school with, and yeah, her thoughts on the midterm dance. I'm speaking loud.
Shit music, bro.
Okay, there we go.
Claudia, you want to give a comment for our podcast about the midterm dance and your thoughts?
Okay. What are your thoughts about Claudia?
Yes, you may swear.
It's shit.
Okay, thanks.
The mature dance was fun and cool. The only thing that was not cool was the music that they were playing. Like, where was the...
Would you like to give a comment for the podcast?
Oh, I thought there was gonna be. I saw no drama, nothing. Yeah, everything is good except the music. What the fuck is this?
Would you like to give a comment to our podcast about your thoughts on the midterm dance so far?
First of all, I just know some of y'all are getting drunk and nasty on the dance floor. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw
would like to say that Mariam is serving in a power.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'd just like to say that the two gorgeous ladies in front of me, any day, I would die for it. Any day.
Thank you. Thank you. Would you like to give a comment for our podcast about your thoughts on the midterm dance?
My thoughts is that I've never actually seen anyone look so good before. Oh, wow. And I'm so happy to see everyone out of like 50 shades of brown and beige. And I'm happy that Athena Games Boy is here.
Wow. Thank you. Would you like to give a comment for our podcast? Your thoughts on the midterm dance, what your pros, cons, things you like, dislike.
Pros, good vibes, good people, good music. Cons, it was a bit of like this hard piece of meat. I couldn't cut through it, I couldn't eat it, so it was the only con. But other than that, love the vibe, love the music, love the day.
We love it. Thank you so
much. Thank you. Would you like to give a comment for our podcast about your thoughts on the midterm dance?
The midterm dance is amazing. The food is a four actually. Yeah, I thought I was eating charcoal. But other than that, the vibes are nice. The music is better than the boys' school. Yeah. And I love everyone here. And everyone's amazing. Everyone looks amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Would you like to give a comment for our podcast about your thoughts on the midterm dance?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know what to say. Wait,
we can edit stuff out.
And you can swing.
Yeah, you can swing on our podcast.
I'm going to think for a long time, though.
Take your time.
Like, what are other people saying?
The vibes are good, the music's bad.
The vibes are good, I'm not feeling the music, but it's good. I'm waiting for Taylor Swift, but you know what?
Yes!
Yeah,
yes!
Yeah,
thank you,
yeah.
We are welcome by Taylor Swift.
Yes. That's what we need.
Robbie, would you like to comment for our podcast about the midterm dance?
It's been, you know, great. My feet hurt like shit. Okay, I don't know if I can swear,
yes,
but...
Yes, you may swear.
My feet hurt like fucking shit. Like, the ball on my foot is sore, guys. Okay. But they're playing nice. It's like, not only, but they're playing
like, music at the beginning.
I'm just going to say that. Okay. The ball was nice, though. Okay, bye.
Oh, yes, okay. Next, we have... Yasmin Adams.
Extremely excited.
Yes, what are your thoughts? Our pros, cons, and the wrong things you've liked, you just liked. Like.
Okay, pros, it's just been really fun. The food's been really good. Well, the dessert didn't do the dessert. Trifle with no cake makes no sense.
Yeah.
The music, it could have been better for sometimes. Partner, very interesting. And everybody looked absolutely amazing, and I'm so happy!
Yes.
Would you like to give a comment to our podcast? Your thoughts, feelings, vibes, how are we feeling?
I like when you guys do the inside jokes and then you laugh and then you have to explain. I think that's my favorite part.
About our podcast, about the midterm dance.
But you're a true fan, so shush. Thank you.
We appreciate it. No
problem. Okay, so the MD, everyone ate, hey? No one under-delivered. Like, I'm so happy, and none of the bullying is going to happen tonight. Everyone is gorgeous. The food, it was okay. The dates, very sketchy. But it's okay, because it's very nice. Everyone is so gorgeous. I think that's the one important thing. Like,
yes.
Everyone this year ate.
We love it. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay, guys, so you heard our before the dance, you heard during the dance, and now we have some thoughts and comments from everyone after the dance. So there are very different varying opinions on the dance. I feel like people either loved it or they hated it, and you're gonna get to hear a bit of both now. Okay, so this is Tanya and Taylor. This is the day after the magic dance.
Yeah, it's 10:15.
It's 10:15.
In the evening.
In the evening on Saturday the 24th.
Fourth, yeah.
Happy Heritage Day, everyone.
Mm.
Okay, so how did your pre-drinks go?
Mine was good. I like quite a lot of people, so I was like running around trying to say hello to everyone and get pictures and say hello to the baby.
Oh, Leo's so cute.
Literally every time, like between pictures, I went and I said hello to him. He was like my favorite out of everyone. I went to go say hello to him all the time. So yeah, that was like my priest. They were so fast though, like it was a rush.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Please for me, I did like, I mainly did please again, but it took so long to get the blow book, guys. It took absolutely so long to get the blow book. And like, it was like an hour drive there. And then like take pictures at a house and everything, and then go to the dance. And we were driving against traffic, but getting into town was insane. Like the traffic was terrible. Yeah, the traffic was horrid. Your overall thoughts of the dance?
Underwhelming.
Yeah, I agree.
Very.
It was very underwhelming.
Like the time and the money and the effort for that was just like, I don't know. Yeah, and it was over so fast, which I know no one could do anything about that, but like, I don't know, it just felt like it wasn't necessary for so much money and stuff for like it to just be over, because like that was what was keeping me going through prelims and stuff, and now it's like gone. Now I'm like, what now?
For me, what now? It's not necessarily that I had any I hyped this up and I was like, this is going to be the best night of my life. But for me, like, I expected more.
Yeah.
Because it can be that you hype something up and it's not to what you expected, but it's still nice.
But it can still be good, yeah.
For me, it was terrible.
Like, the food and the music, small things like that that's just supposed to make the evening better were, like, so disappointing.
Yeah. I was very upset that they didn't play any slow dance songs. They only played one, like,
but it wasn't like slow.
It wasn't like slow.
It was weird.
Yeah, there was no like slow dance songs. I was really upset about that. My biggest secret is not taking enough pictures.
Me too, because I took more pictures than Tara, but I still wanted more.
I didn't take enough pictures of myself. I didn't take enough pictures of, like,
I didn't take enough of myself either.
I didn't take enough pictures of, like, our friends and stuff. Like, I just, and usually, same. Like, I'm the picture crazy one.
Like, I was trying, but, like, still.
And we didn't, and it was so difficult to, like, get people to places, but.
Yeah. And I wish I took more in the bathroom.
Yeah, I really wish. The lighting in the bathroom was
giving,
so nice.
It was giving. And it was
and
so nice.
And if I'm posting the pictures in the bathroom, and I want to be one of those girls, but I didn't take any pictures.
I took one, but I don't really like it. I was in a, like, rush.
Okay. What did you think? Did, like, your vision come together of how you wanted to look on the day?
To look, yeah, I was.
I was very nervous because I wore white. And I was like, am I going to look like I'm a bride? And then I told all of them before, I was like, guys, yeah. I'm going to look like a bride, like I'm a bit scared. But then I looked like my bride.
Exactly,
bride.
And you looked great. The best bride I ever seen.
So, yeah, I think, but personally, at least for me, look-wise, I'm not saying that we're judgmental, but we have our fair share of criticisms of specifically how people dress. But for me, there wasn't, like, at least from what I've, like, seen, and I watched the whole live stream, or at least the live stream that they put up, because they cut it off at a certain point, or, like, everyone's outfits and things like that. Like, everyone looks really nice.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely
But I just
think,
feel like everyone has their preference, so not everyone, like, what everyone was wearing is gonna be yeah. what you like. So that's just how the world works, unfortunately.
Yeah,
so.
But I really thought like everyone and like yeah. looked nice, like everyone really went all out.
And honestly, I don't really care what you're wearing. As long as you feel good, that's great. Yeah. Like you do you.
But the outfits didn't disappoint.
Mm-mm.
The speeches. LeMay, if you're listening to this, your speech was top tier.
Yeah.
The best speech of the night.
Filtered, honestly.
I was amazing.
Babe. Yeah, name and shame, as you should.
As you should, LeMay. That was so good. As you should. That was my favorite part.
Yeah.
The school council dance, it was a bit short. It was very cute, though.
It was short. And also, we couldn't really see because we were sitting, like, on the side of them. We weren't yeah. sitting, like, head on. So
in the front. But yeah. You guys did really well. You yeah. did really well. Other than that, I think we've covered all the bases.
Yeah.
After party. After party was great. Here's the thing. So Tell and I don't drink, right?
Yeah.
Like, we really don't drink at all. But we didn't drink, but we drank.
Yeah. Like, so I took 3 shots and I had a cider.
And I took 4 shots and I had a cider.
Yeah.
And we are of legal age. Okay, so no one come for us.
Yeah.
But I think, like, we weren't hungover or anything.
I mean, I did have a headache, but I don't know if that was...
I don't know. I wasn't drunk. Like, I...
I wasn't drunk either. Like, I could
I don't even think I was tipsy.
Me neither.
Like, it wasn't like... I really didn't feel like that affected me. We took tequila shots, I would like to preface
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I think if we had different shots, maybe it would be a different story.
No, but, like, tequila's, like, strong.
Yeah, but we didn't have tequila.
We did have tequila.
When?
Cactus Jackie's tequila, Taylor.
But that was one. The other shots were not tequila.
They were those sour. That we had 2 Cactus Jack shots, and then your third.
No, we had one.
Oh well, I had 2.
Okay, I had 1, and then 2 of the.
And then I had 2.
Okay, you had 2 of each, yeah.
And then 2 of the sour ones. But Cactus Jackie's tequila, and the other ones also tequila.
When we had it at Kian's birthday, I could not swallow. But yesterday it was fine.
Oh.
So I don't know what I was on there.
But The sour ones, that's also tequila.
That was good.
It literally tasted like sour worms.
Yeah, it was actually fine.
It was like apple, what's it called?
Apple sours.
Apple sours, that's what we had.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't feel anything.
I also felt fine, but I wanted to sleep, so I stopped.
And then I got up the next morning, guys. So I got up
this morning.
And I went to a protest for climate change.
Yes, well done.
Guys, it was actually so intense. I was like walking that I'm tired, like I didn't sleep.
I was taking a nap when she was walking.
I was marching there, singing climbing chants. I was like, what do we want? System change. Where do we want it now? Yes. And if we don't get it, shut it down. Yes. So that was today, and then we chilled at Kian's house, and now we're at Taylor's.
Yeah.
We're currently laying in Taylor's bed.
Yeah, because we're tired again.
We're so tired, guys.
I'm going to sleep.
I think for me, the biggest, like, the saddest thing about this entire experience being underwhelming was that, like, this is all we really had left.
Yeah.
Like, yes, we are valedictory, but I don't think that it's the same.
It's not the same vibe.
Yeah.
That's, like, going to be sad.
That, yeah, valedictory is going to be sad.
Right.
Here we are.
A lot.
So that's our concluding thoughts of the dance. Oh, we didn't speak about our partners.
Oh, what was...
Joseph. Joseph was really great. I really liked Joseph. This was the first time I met Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph was nice.
His name is Joe, but she just calls him Joseph.
Cause... I give everyone nicknames. We were talking about this early on.
Yeah. Okay, what must I say about my partner?
I think they got along well. Like,
yeah, I was a bit nervous, but we... We did get on well. So.
I was talking about all the boys.
Oh, the boys, yeah, they also did.
That's
yeah.
what I was thinking. That was like, because none of them knew each other. None of our partners knew
each other. Even ATV spoke quite a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, they all got along. And they were all matching, and it was...
They were all wearing like full black, but then like a different tie. But yeah, it was cute.
So that was the thing, they were all matching. Also, we like all tried so hard, but by the end of the night, we all had our heels off and it was cold in the venue, and we were all wearing our partner's jackets. Because we were just like, we're tired, we're done with this.
Yeah, my feet were so sore.
I was wearing, as I prefaced earlier, I was wearing a wedding dress. So guys, walking with that thing was actually Taylor.
Yeah, but her partner literally like held it up the whole time. It was so cute. Shame.
So yes, guys, my dress is actually still at Kian's house. My dress and my shoes, because I was like, I went packing, because obviously I packed my bags to sleep over at Kian's house like the Wednesday already, and then I gave it to her the Thursday for the Friday.
Yeah.
But I like packing, I didn't think about the fact that the dress would come home with me. And so I just left it at Kian's house because I was like, I don't have space in my bag. And it's massive, like yeah. The dress.
I just wore my bag on a hanger, on one of Kian's hangers, so it's...
No, I couldn't have done that.
It's on my beanbag.
So I told Kian, like, but honestly, at this point, I low-key don't care. So I told Kian, I was like, throw it in a black bag and give it to me on Monday.
Gosh.
But that's the MD. If you take one thing away from this, I definitely think it should be that, I don't know, but not everyone's is going to be underwhelming, so.
Yeah.
Just don't have expectations.
Yeah, don't expect too much. Just, like, take it as it comes, you know. Just make the most of it.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
It is a day after the Matric Dance, and I think, this is Aisha, by the way. I think that this dance was extremely underwhelming. Extremely underwhelming. I just think that I was gonna say I spent so much money. That's a lie. My family spent so much money for, I think, like, not even 6 hours. It was like 5 hours. Not even 5 hours. I think it was 4 hours at this point. And like, definitely the vibes were there. Everyone's outfits were literally amazing in every single way possible. I think that literally everyone slayed. No one disappointed. I think it was amazing. But I definitely think most of the, like, the rest of the dance was a bit underwhelming. The music was not the best, in my opinion. There were a few good songs, I must say. But every time they played a good song, they transitioned it into such a mid song. Like, if you're going to transition it into another good song. Do not transition it into a mid song. That is disappointing. Yeah, the food was horrible, in my opinion. Some people were like, the food was great. In my opinion, I don't know, eh? I don't know. I don't know how to feel. But yeah, no, the food was a bit mid. Like, I cannot believe I paid, what was it, 675 rand for my ticket for that horrible food. I genuinely, it did not pull through, hey. It did not pull through. Even the desserts were not good. There was something up with those chocolate brownies, in my opinion. Like, it just did not taste right. Like, yeah, yeah. The food was mid, music was mid. I definitely think it was still very vibey, though, and I definitely think it was an amazing way to end off our schooling experience, our high school experience, and our matric experience, because I think it was also kind of special because we had our MD the day after prelims, and yes, it was very stressful. Having our matric dance the day after prelims ended was stressful. It was intense. It was a lot to take in. It felt like everyone was tired, but I definitely think it was a great way to end off the year. And, like, I think the memories that you made with, like, your friends and, like, people at school at the matric dance is something that you're never going to forget. And it's going to be a memory that you're going to have forever. So, you might as well pick the, like, the good memories, you know, and enjoy those good memories, in my opinion. Yeah, so beyond, like, the mid food and the mid music, like, the vibes, you know, dancing with your friends, just, like, having a good time, and just enjoying it in the moment was a lot more special than all the planned things that you have, because I must say, it got really stressful, especially when doing the things that you planned on the day, like hair, makeup, like, those things became really, really stressful. And, like, for me, my makeup artist was a few minutes late, so she ended up, like, finishing a bit later, and then I didn't get time to, like it was such a rush to, like, change and everything. And then another big thing was I didn't get to finish any of my transition TikToks because I had no time, and it was just really, really stressful. But I tended to enjoy the non-planned parts a lot more. You know, like, the the dancing with one another, the vibes with your friends, the taking the random pictures here and there, you know, just going to talk to, like, people at school. Like, I think that was really, really fun. And talking to the teachers as well, that was, like, shame, that was really, really sweet. Yeah, I think that was fun. In terms of pre-drinks, my pre-drinks, yo, we made it quick, you know, if you know, you know. But we made it quick, we made it good. Yeah, it was a vibe, I must say. Yeah, and I think it's like a really significant moment to have before your actual matric dance. And the after party, I'm just saying that, like, the matric dance is the pre-drinks to the after party at this point, you know. We're here for the vibes, we're here for the good energy. Like, we definitely had a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun just chilling, just having a good time. All the rest. So, yeah, I think that it progressively kind of got better, and I think the matric dance in general, it just kind of stayed mid throughout the whole day. But I must say, the vibes, the good people, the good energy, we were here for that. I must say that, like, hyping it up wasn't maybe the best idea, and I also feel like it doesn't need to be hyped up that much. Like, realistically, looking back at it now, I look at it and I'm like, it was hyped up for no reason. It was literally a mid-meal wearing, like, fancy clothes, you know? That's kind of what it felt like. And I feel like it was overhyped. And, like, it was definitely, like, it deserves to be hyped because it's, like, such a big deal in your high school career. And it's something that, like, everyone knows is going to happen. Like, you know it's going to be there. You know it's going to be a thing. So, like, there is a reason to hype it up. But at the same time, hyping it up that much, is that really necessary? And, like, looking back at it now, it's not that deep. It really is not that deep. Like, at the end of the day, again, the memories that you're gonna remember and have from it are the memories that you, like, had with your friends and, like, yeah, did that all together. And then coming back to people slaying, because I literally cannot get over the fact that people, their outfits, the dresses, the pantsuits, oh, I loved it. I loved every second of it. Everyone slayed. Everyone did what they were supposed to do. I must say, everyone looked amazing. Literally amazing.
Okay, so I have Key and Jordan Green with me. Huh? We always use your full name when you're on the podcast.
No, that's whack.
Okay. So the matric dance was yesterday. This is the day after. Key and tell us, give your full rundown.
Okay, so I think it was a bit of a waste of money to pay so much for a ticket to go eat nonsense food. But even those...
Josh, come here. Josh, come here.
The food was nonsense.
Okay, wait, I'm gonna come interview Josh after this.
Okay. Yeah, so I think the food was kind of, not nice. But even though it's not about the food, I mean, I paid that money, so at least give me nice food. Also, like, the whole dress up, you literally dress up to eat and you go home. You play, like, two nice songs in, like, 5 hours. How long were we there for? Like, 5 hours. And then after that, you just go home. Like, it's so, like, you get dressed up and psyched up for literally 5 hours. And the 5 hours flies by. And your moment is, like, 2 seconds and you're walking in, period, done. So, overall, It's not such a hype. Like, I don't know why people hype it up. It's not that of a big deal. But anyway, yeah, that's my opinion.
Okay, thank you, Kian.
Sure.
So, considering how many miles did he fly? I mean, kilometers? We don't walk in. Considering the fact that you flew 1,700 kilometers from KZN to here to come to this matric dance, what were your thoughts on it? Come, be serious. 3,100 people listen to this podcast.
Oh, damn. I really enjoyed the farewell. Yeah, the food was chill. The girls didn't eat. But I made sure to, obviously, fix a plate. But yeah.
Is that all you have to say of the food?
Yeah, that's what I have to say, man.
Okay, considering the fact that you went to 2 matric dances, you went to your own way back when,
and you,
and you went to this one now.
Yeah.
If you had to compare the two, what would you say was better?
I would say this one because of the partner that I had. So, yeah.
Good answer, Joshua. Good answer.
That's all.
Any other thoughts? Any other comments?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Joshua.
Hi, it's Yasmin Adams, and I absolutely loved the Matric dance. It was so much fun. The dancing was amazing. The food was actually not too bad. The dessert could have been better, but I mean, that's not the end of the world. But like, the vibe was there, the energy was there. Everything was just really fun and exciting, and I think everyone had a good time. Well, I hope everyone had a good time. I had a good time. And yeah, it was so much fun. I absolutely loved it.
So it is a day after the Matric dance, Matric ball, whatever you want to call it. And honestly, I think it was like the best night ever. Like, it's the first time in a long time where school has given me an experience where I'm happy. Like, I had like the best time ever, like the best grade ever. Everyone looked amazing. Everybody was dancing. The food was just great. The vibes were great. And like the venue and the way the grade 11s like set up and did everything, I loved it like so much. Like, oh, I had so much fun. And the fact that I just can't believe like the night happened. Like, I stressed so much only for one night and now it's over. But like, I enjoyed myself so much. And the reason I know I enjoyed myself was because I wasn't taking pictures that much. Because usually, yeah, it's because I wasn't, I barely took any, like, proper pictures with, like, my friends and stuff, because we were just enjoying the moment, and it was so fun, like, genuinely. Okay, I did get tired, I will admit, like, obviously, everyone's gonna get tired, but, like, you still gotta push through. I did not leave the dance floor, everything was just vibes. I just wish the after party, like, met the expectation of the dance, because I feel like the dance set like such a high tone for the after party, and then it wasn't like that much of a high, but like still I had like the best night ever. And I'm just like, I'm so done with school now. Like, I think the only reason I came to high school was for my Matric dance, and now that it's over, like, I'm done with high school. In my mind, I'm done. Finals, I don't know what finals is, but I genuinely had like the best night ever. Like, I would easily just like reverse, rewind, whatever you recap. No, is it rewind, relive, whatever you want to call it. We can scratch back yesterday, start from the beginning, and just do it again. I had like the best time ever, and I'm just so happy. Like, genuinely, I'm like happy. I'm glad that like nothing bad happened, or like no drama. It was like the best, honestly.
I thought that the dance was really like, I kind of went in with low expectations, and I know it's kind of bad, but I went in with low expectations, and they really, like, I was surprised, I was shocked. I think they did a really amazing job of making it special, and, like, the music was really diverse for everyone to enjoy, which I quite enjoyed as well. Food was amazing. Wow. So, yeah, I had a really great time. And yeah, I think I really felt like it was a good way to end 12 years of school. So yeah, I literally like danced or like partied myself out so much at the actual dance that at the after party, I was like too tired to even like party afterwards. So I literally left the after party early, because at the dance, like, I had such a good time. There was like no energy left for me to like put it into the after party. So yeah, they did a really good job. That's all I can say. Only thing is, I was a bit confused with the theme, because I thought that it would be obvious as to what the theme was once we got there. But yeah, if anyone knows what the theme was, please let me know. This is Jessica Forbay.
It's a day after the Matric dance, and after some reflection, I feel like the whole experience was just so underwhelming. Like, it's an experience that's really just hyped up so much, and then when you get to it, it's like all of the ideas and expectations that you had just don't exactly come true. I know, me personally, I wasn't exactly like happy with how everything turned out. Like, it was a really stressful day, and then by the time I got there, I was like, is this really worth it? Like, did I stress myself out for something that is just going to last 6 hours and not really be that great? I don't know. Also, the music they played wasn't so great. I don't know, the food, not the best. I think overall it just low-key a flop. I don't know. I hope everybody else enjoyed it, but I didn't really enjoy it that much. The after party though, I enjoyed that. I think I was just waiting to go home and Joel. Yeah, that was great.
The dance was really great, seeing as we'd waited the whole year to finally be able to go to it. And it was so cool to see how great everyone looked and see them so happy to be seeing each other, as this is one of like the last events we have as a grade. The music was kind of all though, but we moved from that. Everyone did have fun on the dance floor. The food, it was okay, but nothing too bad to spoil our night. I had the most fun after we left the dance, and that's when I got to hang out with my friends and we had a really great time. So it was a night well spent.
That was all for this week's episode. Make sure to tune in next week and don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Tortoise Knows Best.